truthforlife.org. Thank you.
If you're tired of living under the burden of debt, stay tuned. Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom starts now. And here's your host, CEO and Chief Counsel of the Alliance Legal Group and Director of Christian Rights Ministries, Steve Taylor.
Good afternoon, Hampton Roads. This is Steve Taylor, and it's great having you on board. Colleen, how are you doing this afternoon?
Doing good, doing good.
Boy, it's a beautiful day in Southampton Roads. That's a better mic to use?
Yeah.
Okay, this is a better mic to use. Now, did you hear us the first time? It's a great afternoon in Southampton Roads, and it's great to be here. And today, again, we're going to be talking about how to become debt-free in 2021. And Colleen, tell me how your day's going so far.
I'm running around like crazy, like I usually do, so that's not unusual for me.
Well, that's good. And we welcome you today. This is a call-in radio program, and that the phone number that you can call to speak live, and I am an attorney. I'm an attorney that's been practicing almost 30 years in the Southampton Roads area. We do a lot of bankruptcies. We do a lot of debt workouts for folks, and that we just like seeing people become debt-free in Virginia. So you can contact us on the radio show at 757-488-5299, or you can go to debtfreeva.com on our website. And again, if you just go to debtfreeva.com, that they'll set you up with a free consultation. They've got a little chat box there. You'll talk to our attendant, and that they will set you up in a free appointment to discuss how to become debt-free in 2021. And so, a lot of great things to talk about today. And so please call in. Please share your thoughts. And again, when you do call in, you don't have to give your name. Just anything that's on your mind, that we'll be happy to take a look at, seeing if we can't answer those questions for you. And if it's a little more detailed, takes a little more time, then again, we'll just get an appointment set up. And again, there'll be no consultation for you to discuss that matter with me or one of our very, very knowledgeable attorneys. And so, right now, one of the big things that people are contemplating as they're receiving their, I guess, their stimulus checks. Have you got your stimulus check yet?
I did, yes.
You did, all right. Well, I got mine in the mail. I guess,
mine got direct deposited.
How does that work? What do you have to do so that you just get it in your
I think it's how
account?
You had your refund or your whatever set up through your bank account.
Gotcha.
When you filed your taxes.
And so I know that some people have got $600. I think some people got like $1,200. And then other people say that they're supposed to be getting another $1,400. I guess depending upon if they're single, or maybe $2,800. I mean, there's a lot of money out there just... I guess it's just free money.
They throw a lot of numbers around, I guess. But
yeah,
it was supposed to be $2,000 or something, but it's the $1,400 because we already got the six,
right?
Maybe, as far as that goes. So it's just a subtraction from the two, maybe.
Apparently, the economy is doing much better because they got a printing press. And so that all of a sudden that everything can just be printed away. But of course, we know that's not true. And so one of the big things we're going to be talking about today is how to get the maximum effect for this stimulus check, or, some people are going to get their tax refunds right now. And, it seems like a lot of money when you get the $600 or the $2,000 or whatever your tax refund is. So you want to go out and buy something. You want to go out and, one of those, long delayed sort of purchases that you would like to make. But I really want to encourage people today to, this is a financial management sort of stewardship issue that you really need to consider. A lot of the folks that we have that call in, they can have, $10,000, $20,000, $50,000, sometimes more in medical bills, credit cards, different sort of obligations that are just on their credit report, giving them a real low credit score. And again, some are even to the point past that stage, they're actually having creditor harassment, having people, filing lawsuits against them, trying to garnish their wages, all that kind of stuff. And if it's not happening now, guess what? This pandemic has just kind of, it's kind of reaching its it's hopefully that we're reaching its end, and that these creditors are very, what I've noticed is they're very, very hungry. They're calling people back from their temporary layoffs, and that the courts are open, and they're very, very hungry, and so they're pursuing garnishments, they're pursuing warrants and debt, they're pursuing all kinds of this collection sort of stuff, and it's becoming more and more evident that court's in session, and so are they. And so I would encourage you that if you do have some of these issues, and that you have this little windfall, which is seems like a big windfall of money, that the that take a look at using that to get rid of a lot of your debt, versus, some people put it in the bank and say, I'm just going to hold on to this bank. And what they end up doing is not holding it in the bank. They have to pay their bills. They have to pay these, they're paying $50 on this $1,000 bill, which doesn't even take care of the interest. And the bill just stays there. And that, within a month or a shorter time than that, this money's gone and you have nothing to show for it. And so, one of the debt management, debt credit rebuilding solutions that we would really ask people to just consider is, it depends upon what chapter in bankruptcy that you end up filing, but, for as little as $1,000 that you can get rid of, you could put all these debts into a Chapter 13 plan. Sometimes you can get your car payment, the payment that you actually, you're making a payment of like $500 or $750 for two cars. That your plan payment's actually a lot less than that, and you get rid of all the rest of your bills. I mean, that happens on a regular basis. And if you file a Chapter 7, you're probably paying about, it'll probably be close to $1,500 in that ballpark to do a bankruptcy. That's, attorney's fees, court costs, we pull up your credit reports, the whole bit. But that, that for that amount of money, that you can get rid of all these other bills that are causing your credit to be just terrible, that is not allowing you to go forward as far as some of the things that you want to reestablish in your credit history. And so that, again, that we often don't get, most of us, just chunks in the mail, $600, $1,000, $1,500, $2,000.
Not out of the blue, no.
Not usually. I mean, sometimes we do, but usually around tax time that we sometimes get a refund, if you're very fortunate. And with this pandemic, I guess people have got a check here or two, but they've been hurting, so that they got these debts. That the question is how to take care of these debts, how to get restructured, how to get your life back in order.
No, it's definitely good advice to have, that don't let that money go, to nothing. You want to make sure that you're not being frivolous with it, and that it's going towards your future.
Absolutely. And so today that you can call Debt-Free VA, actually you can go to the website, that's debtfreeva.com. And what we're going to do today, this debt-free thing is something on my mind today, that debt-free. And so that what I'd like to do is, if a lot of people don't know how much debt they have, that they've never looked at their credit, or they haven't looked at their credit report in a long time. And if you go into Credit Karma or one of these, free credit sites, they really don't tell you what's on your credit report or very accurately. I mean, they give you a general idea, but that the only way to really get a good, accurate picture of what the credit bureaus have listed as far as your credit is to get three actual copies. Now you can go to annualcreditreport.com, and it's a free copy you can get. Just go to annualcreditreport.com, and they will give you a free credit report. However, having said that to get three copies, and we'll give it to you free as well. I mean, I say it's free. Let's say it this way: we want to open a file. We want to review it with you. Let's say that we'll charge, let's say $100. We'll charge you $100 to go ahead and open your file, start the process of reviewing your case, which will be, like I said, we'll figure out what the number is once you come in. But that what we'll do is we'll waive your credit reports. And so that's a $45 value for one person, $90 value for two. And so that should give you an opportunity to come on in, take a look, get a copy of your credit reports. That way we can take a look at all your credit reports. We'll give you a copy. We can even give it to you on disk or, you know, actual hard copy. But then you can see the credit, the derogatory credit or the total credit issues that you have against you. And that, again, that we can start taking a look and determining how to get rid of those debts. Sometimes it's a bankruptcy. Sometimes it's a referral to a credit cleanup company.
Have you had people who come in to see you that don't really know the information that's been on their credit report that they were unaware or had some surprises there before?
Almost everyone that we pull the credit reports on, there is something that they're not aware of that's on the credit report. Sometimes many, many things. You know, and so that not everything's going to show up on your credit report, but that a lot of things will. For instance, you know, most people think, well, you know, judgments don't show up on your credit report. But that, you know, the underlying debt that will result or has resulted in the judgment will. And, you know, one of the things that we have started doing for all our clients is that we actually pull the credit reports, because most folks that are going through financial trouble do not know what's on the credit report. And we don't want to miss anybody when we're filing their case. We want to make sure everybody gets a notice and make sure that the and don't let that worry you. Again, if it doesn't even show up on your credit report, let's just say that unfortunately, some people run into situations where they have tons and tons of medical bills. And, you know, when you go to a doctor, you know, I'm telling you that you don't know. I mean, there's doctors that are, you know, that they'll give you bills. The anesthesiologist will give you a bill. The, you know, the X-ray technician will give you a bill. You know, they all give you a bill. You have no idea who you saw, how much.
It's years later that you get them too.
You
sometimes.
Go, I didn't have an anesthesiologist. Who's this anesthesiologist? I don't remember him. And so people say, well, you know, maybe I'm not going to be able to get everybody. The really great thing about a bankruptcy, a Chapter 7, what they call no asset case, is what the law says is even if you don't list them, you know, if it's not fraudulent, if you're not trying to commit fraud, you just don't know who they are. The law is even written, it's amazing, Colleen. It says even if you know who they are and you decide not to list them, if it's not fraudulent, they would still be discharged. Now, we encourage everybody to go ahead and list all the creditors. In fact, the trustee will ask you a question and you will swear under oath that you listed all your debts and you listed all your assets. So you should list all your creditors, because there is a question that you will have to answer on your petition as well as with a trustee under oath. But that the bottom line is if you don't know a creditor and you don't, you know, it's not the end of the world. They're still going to get discharged generally. But that we just want to show all the creditors, kind of line them up and then knock them down. You know, just get rid of them and just figure out who they are and not have you have a problem anymore.
We need to put out the phone number too. If you have a question regarding some of this, call us right here today during this live show at 488-5299, 488-5299. You can also, like Steve said, reach out to him through the website debtfreeva.com. He's part of the Alliance Legal Group, and they would love to help you out with whatever your situation is. But we can answer your calls right now if you'd like to call 488-5299.
You know, the phones are a little bit quiet, so this is a special deal for somebody out there. I don't know who it is. That right now, I mean, well, we'll give them like a couple minutes to do it. We'll give them until 12:50. That's 7 minutes. 7 minutes. If they call in right now, absolutely, this is crazy. This is... So here it is.
Live radio, call, Steve. Live radio.
I'm going to do it. And so that if you call in right now, you will get just free, I mean, just absolutely free credit reports. I mean, we're going to limit it to 5 people. I don't know if we're going to get 5 people in 7 minutes, but that's $100, $90 value. And so that if you got a husband and wife. So let's see if that makes the phone ring. Free credit reports, free consultation. And all you got to do is call in the next 6 minutes.
Okay.
So let's see if there's anybody out there that wants a free. I like the word free. That was the word that was on my. You know, I said, what did we talk about today? How about debt free? But I think it's that free word that everybody likes. And so that call in at 488-5299. Free credit reports. 3 of them from TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. a full blown, you know, there's one person I need. I feel like I'm on Jerry Lewis telethon. So we got a person coming here, and like I said, the reason we do this is that we want to really let you know that basically the best thing that you can do right now is to really take a look, get an idea, and have a good idea. So I'm not, this person's not going to call. They're just going to call in and get the free stuff. But that again, that that's one in 1 minute. And so let's see if see how many we can get in a 5 minute period of time. Okay, we've only got about five more minutes left. So let's see if there's anybody else that wants free, absolutely free credit reports, all three, and we'll take a look. We'll give you a copy, and then again, that will be with a free, review with an attorney. Phones are ringing. Got another person right now. My bookkeeper is going to say, "Steve, what did you do? You're just giving away all these credit reports. What is going on?" So, we had a really active caller interview sort of thing that happened last Tuesday, I guess it was. Today's Thursday. Yeah, last Tuesday. We talked about, you know, what happens is if you have a bankruptcy, Chapter 7 bankruptcy, because you only can have one discharge within an 8-year period of time in Chapter 7. But what happens if you've had that discharge within the last, you filed and you, again, it's filed within the last 8 years, but if you did receive a discharge, what happens if we have any other issues going on? What happens if you're behind on your car payment? What happens if you start having garnishments? What happens if you have, what else? Garnishments, warrants and debt, you know, people taking you to court, and you just can't stop them because you filed this bankruptcy within the last 8 years. Well, actually, you can still file if you qualify a Chapter 13. And so we had a lot of comments last Tuesday about that. We have a caller on the air.
Maria is on the line. She has a question about helping her get debt free.
Okay, wonderful. Maria, are you there?
Yes, how are you? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Now, did you take advantage of our free credit report?
Well, I had the opportunity to do that.
Oh, good.
But I wanted to call anyway.
Okay.
But I drive. I was praying that I would be able to get to where I needed to go to stop and do what I needed to do so I could call.
Good, good.
Prior to that. But because my heart was in the right place, I get a blessing at the same
Amen.
Time.
Amen.
My question is, my husband's retired, and he's got medical issues, and I've got some. The problem is we have become inundated with doctor bills.
Oh, geez.
And we can't pay the doctor bills. I'm trying. When we got our stimulus check, we took most of that and paid these bills, and it was like you said.
Yeah.
After I paid all those bills, I got an anesthesiology bill that was over $1,000.
That's what always happens. Yeah.
Yeah, and then I got another bill from the hospital because I had a surgery in October, but I didn't get the bill until January.
I know it.
And it was over $600.
Yeah.
So we're back to square. Well, we're not as bad as we were when we started. But I don't know what to do because right now my husband, he was working. He's working a part-time job because he's retired and on Social Security. But he got sick and he can't work anymore, at least doing that. And, you know, he drove for 47 years, and you're asking someone that's almost 75 to change. And so it's just been hard for me to be,
Maria,
loss.
You're not alone, trust me. That the you're a very typical sort of scenario that, you know, as we approach your scenario, that would be a very, very common. You have, you know, folks that have worked hard all their lives, tried to do right as far as pay their bills, manage your budget, you know, that as you know, sometimes we get on fixed incomes and that the next thing you know, something, you know, very, very serious happens, like an illness or something, you know, sometimes it's Usually it's something very often out of our control. And the question is how to handle that, get back on your feet and keep going. So because each person's case is very different, that what we're going to do for you is that when we get now that the what I'm going to ask you to do is, do you have a computer at your house?
Yes, I do.
So just go to debtfreeva.com. If not, then you tell me, and I'll call you up, and I'll actually set a time up. Let's set up a very, let's pull your credit reports, okay? So set up a time and just tell them that, when you set up the point, just tell them that that you got the debt-free special or something like that, and that we'll see the debt-free special. Uh-huh. I'll tell everybody, because it was kind of a from-the-hip thing that I was doing. Just tell them you got the debt-free special, and that they'll set you up a time. They'll pull up the credit report for you and your husband, $90 value, uh-huh. and that we'll go ahead and email you those so you can take a look at them, and then we'll set you up a time so that and I'll do it personally. I'll go. What city do you live in?
I live in New Orleans.
Yeah, that's fine. Actually,
where are you located?
We got an office all over town. We got the closest one to you is over there on Newtown Road between Virginia Beach Boulevard and the interstate. Do you know that general area?
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
Do you know where
I drive a school bus in Virginia Beach.
So you know where you definitely know where the Wendy's and the McDonald's is on Newtown Road.
Correct.
Okay, right in between right, because that's where everybody knows, the Wendy's and McDonald's. And so there's a little office right in between those two, second floor. That's the Newtown office. And so we'll stage your case out of that that review process. But I'm going to take your call personally. So when you call, just ask for Steve Taylor. You put on my book. We'll send you a couple of, we'll send you six credit reports for you to look at. And then I'll take a quick look at them as well and kind of get an idea. And then we'll just do a quick analysis. It takes about 10 minutes. I'll give you some options and we'll figure out what to do. That's usually what it takes, about 10 minutes to get a general, ask you a few questions. And we'll send you a little yes, no sheet of paper that says yes, no, about 20 questions. And then fill that out and then we'll figure it all out. We'll give you some options. Get the facts together and then you can make decisions, right?
Okay. Great,
okay, sweetheart.
Great.
Okay, yeah, sweetheart. Well, God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Yes, Maria, thank you for calling. And I look forward personally to talking to you very soon, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much. And yes. Have a great day.
Yes, ma'am. Take care now. Well, we've passed the 12:50, so at least a couple people got
that. That was good. We had a couple of people take advantage of that, and they'll be helped. I think it's...
Absolutely. Listen, by the time...
people where they are. Both callers said that this is exactly what they needed today.
Yeah, and they will take a look at it. They'll take a look at their information. And, it really just depends upon what their situation is. And sometimes it's not bankruptcy. Sometimes it's, they've got this one big debt. It was like this happens often that I'll say, listen, let's just try to take care of this one debt. Let me just, either you or I or somebody, we need to negotiate with this person, try to get this bill gone because this one's just killing you. And so that we'll just figure it out. But it's always, I've been doing this for about 30 years. And so, that I kind of got this, the debtor representation part of this thing, better than your average bear.
You have seen and heard I'm sure.
I've heard quite a bit of it. And these folks are generally like Maria, just good folks that's exactly what's going on. She's trying the very best she can. She got her stimulus check, exactly what we talked about, and that she tries to pay the bills off, and then here comes that anesthesiologist bill out of nowhere. You thought you paid everybody off, mm-hmm. And I'm not going to even say about the x-ray technicians and all the other ones that are sometimes, a month late or 2 months late.
Oh, they're even longer than that sometimes, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, phone number here, if we can have a little bit more time, about 5 minutes or so, actually 7 minutes, 6 minutes, 7 minutes, is 757-488-5299. We're on the Lighthouse, and it's called My Lighthouse Radio, right?
Yes, mylighthouseradio.com is our website address, and so you can go there. You can listen live on there as well. We do have a Facebook page as well. It's WPMH, The Lighthouse, and we're trying something new today. I'm going to have to check it out after the show. We're doing Be Live, and so we have a live stream going on that page today. So we should be picking up some other listeners. It's a trial, so I'm testing it out, but we do this on a couple of our other shows that we run, and it's been very, very helpful as well. So I'm doing a lot of technology all at the same time, but it's fun to do.
I think I'm going to try that Be Live too for my ministry. stuff that either them or Gab. I like Gab. Gab's a Christian setup there. He had a great post. I can't remember the guy's name, but he's the if you're using Facebook, get off it. Stop supporting, like the Gab president said, the enemy. And I say to him, he said, well, they're not my enemy. Well, you know, the people on the site aren't your enemy, but some of the people out there, the cancel culture that Mark Zuckerberg. Now, listen, I'm talking to you, Mark. I'm talking to you. I'm right here. And that listen, you're not being very nice to people. You're not being very nice to people at all. And they should leave your site because you're not being you're canceling their opinions. And just because you think that's right to do, that's not right to do. You are not the thought police. You have fact checkers. Like you, is not fact checkers. These aren't facts. This is your opinion checkers that you put out there that you don't like their opinions. And that's just not right. So, Mark, I'm right here. You know, you want to talk to me? Come over here. And so the bottom line is stop doing that bad stuff. It's not, and I forgot the Twitter guy's name because I don't use Twitter, but same thing with you. If you're listening, I'm talking to you. Stop doing those bad things to our people.
We'll have to find other platforms, like you said. I'm not
Gab,
sure.
Yeah. Gab is very good. And they say, listen, that they're not going to, it's free speech. Same thing with Parler. They're not back on yet either. But that, you know, don't spend your money to promote things that will ultimately hurt us as a free people. And so that was the basic message that the Gab person had today. And so we're looking at, again, I wasn't able to do the Facebook Live sort of thing that we usually do today because we just didn't have time to get it going today, but we're going to hopefully be on BeLive, and we're going to be looking at that as an alternative. We're also looking at Gab personally from my own website. So just take a look at those because those are things that might help you be more free in this crazy world that we're living in. But we're getting close to the end now that we're down to less than 4 minutes. And so just remember that if you want to contact us to review your credit reports. We're still going to go ahead and give you free credit reports when you open a file, but you missed your little moment in time there. But that if you open a file for $100, let's say, that that we will give you free credit reports. Just say that you heard us heard Steve Taylor on the radio program here at Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom, and that just remember the word debt-free, debtfreeva.com. Just say it was the debt-free program, and when you open your file, we'll give you some free credit reports, either you or you and your spouse, depending upon whether you have, you know, whether or not you're married and that you need two or one, whatever it is. And so we look forward to hearing from you. Any last thoughts before we close up here? Colleen, what are your thoughts?
No, I was just going to encourage our listeners again. Obviously, it resonated with a couple of our listeners out there who were able to get to their phone that quick. Yeah. Not everybody can. We know you're driving. Both of those ladies mentioned they were driving around during this time. They had to pull over and do it. So we know that people are not always in the position to do that. So certainly go to debtfreeva.com. You can also listen every Tuesday and Thursday to the show. We're here from 12:30 until 1 o'clock on Tuesdays and Thursdays. You can reach out to us here at the radio station as well. We'll get you in touch with Steve, but he's doing this for a long time, and his heart is in there. He wants to see you successful and get that debt taken away and be able to get you started in a new way.
You know, and lots of times people do listen to this at a specific time because they've got something, you know, some free time, like Tuesday and Thursdays between 12:30 and 1. If you've got a specific question, save it up and then just call in on that time that will remind you of the phone number, and you just call in. So sometimes people don't want to go to the chat box or have a full 10-minute, you know, sort of review, 20-minute review, whatever it takes, except for half an hour. But, you know, usually we get down to the nitty-gritty pretty quick. You can just call in and just ask the question like Maria did. You know, in her particular case, it sounds like, you know, taking a look at her overall finances, figuring she's obviously on a budget that, you know, when you spend you get hit with a several thousand dollar bill there, all of a sudden that you're got a financial situation because you've paid the bill, you don't have any extra money. And like I said, this free money isn't going to be out there for very long.
And if the income's not coming in either, she mentioned how her husband was not able to work either. So that also was a factor.
And that that Social Security sort of age where maybe they're having some fixed income issues.
Sure.
All right, folks. Well, God bless you. It's great being here with you again today. And again, see us at the Alliance Legal Group, debtfreeva.com. We got four offices around town to help you. Let me just pray for you. Father, we love you. Pray for that person that needs Jesus to get rid of their sin debt. And for each and every one of us that needs you every day to wash our feet so that we can get clean and that we can be right with you. We love you, God. We thank you for your son, Jesus. We pray this in his name. Take care, folks. God bless you.